Dear Heavenly Father, we pray this morning that we become closer to you every day, and that when we do feel further away, that we stop, pray, and read your words to remind ourselves how much you love us, and that you are walking through everything that we have to go through here on earth. We pray for understanding as we try to learn more about you and how much you love us through your Son Jesus' suffering and the gift of your active Holy Spirit. May these words I speak be glorifying to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. Thank you so much for giving me such a warm welcome into your community. I look forward to the next few months of getting to know you and walking together in our journey with Jesus as we learn more about him together. Today in the gospel reading, we heard the word worry 6 times in 10 verses, 7 if you include the heading above the section of verses. Worry is something that every person knows something about. We all experience worry for a variety of reasons and for the different people in our lives. I would go as far to say that I think we most likely have had all those nights of sleepless worry that has kept us from sleep or has made us feel physically sick. Jesus is telling us, and in fact with quite strong language, that this is not something that will bring us closer to God. And in fact, others have interpreted the word worry in this passage to mean that worry is an emotion that actually distracts us from God. We hear this message also in our Old Testament reading, which tells us not to be afraid of the world, that God will provide for us. These are such important messages in our lives, especially on mornings like this, Thanksgiving. For those of us here this morning or joining us online, these readings may be speaking to us differently, depending on where we are in our personal lives, right here and now, but also into our past. We also have a collective worry about how we're going to come out of this pandemic. This is a collective worry, but also a very personal one, depending on what we're coping with during this time. We hear all about worry every day, especially when we look at popular or social media. It's an ever-present feeling in most of us on some level. We're being told today in all of our readings that we should not give in to this sometimes dark and spinning hole of worry, but we are to draw closer to God in our times of worry and trust him. Trust him to provide for us for what we need to survive. In the gospel reading today, there are 3 specific things that we're told not to worry about: life, food, and clothes. In the context of who would have been listening to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, for which this passage nears the end, they were poor. They would have been concerned every day about where they will find their next meal or find clothes to wear, as they were very expensive. This is a concept that is also very real for many families in Toronto and in our country. They do not know how they will get their weekly groceries for them or their families. They have to use food banks to help them get through the week. They may have to ask friends or families to assist where they can. We know that without the basics, life in the past and life in the present can be extremely difficult. Last week when Father Jeff talked to us about the radical ideas that Jesus presented, here too, Jesus' words are radical to those that would have been present in their context. But I also think they're pretty radical for today. Scott McKnight states this passage that these words are 4 radicals about a radical lifestyle of trusting God for the ordinaries of life while devoting oneself unreservedly towards kingdom mission. Let's just stop for a moment and hear those words again. These are words for radicals about a radical lifestyle of trusting God for the ordinaries of life. There's a lot in that one sentence. I feel like this is as true now as it was then. We as Christians are being asked to be radicals every day, to do things differently, to pour God's love into the world. When I was writing the sermon this week, I paused and I asked myself about my own level of worry. I understood that sometimes my worry prevents me to do what Scott McKnight has stated. My worry was preventing my devotion to kingdom mission. Then I thought about how does worry affect us? We have physical reactions to worry. We might get headaches. We might get stomach pains. We might be losing sleep. We may start to develop physical ailments. Jesus asked his listeners, and now his readers, and can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? So let's pause on Jesus' question and try to answer it quietly to ourselves. What good does worry bring to our lives? So I'm not sure, when I asked you that question and paused, what answers you might have had to that question. But my answer when I did it was that I had no good comes from worrying. It doesn't help me get more work done, and in fact, it probably does the opposite. It stops me from moving forward at all sometimes. It doesn't help my heart, and it doesn't help my brain, and in fact, it does the opposite. It feeds my self-doubt and sometimes brings sadness for whatever's happening. It doesn't help my physical self. It causes my stomach to churn at times. And most importantly, it doesn't help my relationship with God. Instead, it pulls me away from trusting him because I'm focused on what I'm worried about and not on what the mission God has set out for us to complete. I'm not naive enough to think that this is an instant fix for anyone, that instantly we can stop worrying. I think that's probably really naive. But on this Thanksgiving Sunday, when you walk into any retail store, there are autumn-colored posters, napkins, centerpieces, and they all speak to us about gratitude. So when I was contemplating the readings for today, I was also struck by the gratitude that was flowing in each of them. In Joel, we're told to be glad and rejoice. In our psalm, we rejoiced when we saw what God has done for us. And in Matthew, we are rejoicing that we know that we are special to God, and he will give us what we need. So I think that we should try to do, moving forward, the opposite of worrying. We need to be filled with gratitude, and that might help us to feel full, not empty, with worry. For some families at Thanksgiving, they go around a table and say things that they're grateful for. One Thanksgiving, we made a thankful tree that people had to write on little pieces of paper and hang on the tree. And at the end of the night, when we looked at that tree, it was filled with love. It was filled with happiness. Not one leaf on that tree was filled with something that they worried about the year before. Taking the time to be grateful could be the thing that helps us to battle the worries we hold, that will help us in our doubting human nature, to trust in the words that Jesus tells us today. What a difference it could make in our lives if we were to be radicals, to trust that we will be provided with all that we need, trusting that God knows better than us than we know ourselves. It's very clear in this passage that God will provide what we need, but not necessarily what we want. This is important, and we hear in other passages of Scripture that we may not always get what we want, but that God knows what is best in our lives. God didn't promise us happiness all of the time, but he promised to walk with us through all that our earthly lives have to offer. So as we go out this Thanksgiving morning, let us take Jesus' radical challenge today and move forward. Although it was not included in today's reading for the service, this passage has one more verse that tells us that Jesus knows this is a really hard challenge. He knows that we have worries every day. And because he's told us in the reading that we are loved, that God will provide and not to worry, he says this in Matthew chapter 6, 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. He is with us every step of the way. Let us try to focus on that, which will better not only our lives, but everyone else's around us. We pray for a worry-free and gratitude-filled Thanksgiving. Amen.